Blackstone Audio presents The Invention of Everything Else by Samantha Hunt. For Joe. Everything that can be invented has been invented. Charles H. Duell, Commissioner, U.S. Patent Office, 1899. 1. Lightning first, then the thunder, and in between the two I'm reminded of a secret. I was a boy and there was a storm. The storm said something muffled. Try and catch me, perhaps. And then it bent down close to my ear in the very same way my brother Dane used to do. Whispering, a hot, damp breath, a tunnel between his mouth and my ear. The storm began to speak. You want to know what the storm said? Listen. Things like that, talking storms, happen to me frequently. Take, for example, the dust here in my hotel room. Each particle says something as it drifts through the last rays of sunlight. Pale blades that have cut their way past my closed curtains. Look at this dust. It is everywhere. Here is the tiniest bit of a woman from Bath Beach who had her hair styled 2 days ago, loosening a few small flakes of scalp in the process. 2 days it took her to arrive, but here she is at last. She had to come because the hotel where I live is like the sticky tongue of a frog jutting out high above Manhattan, collecting the city particle by wandering particle. Here is some chimney ash. Here is some buckwheat flour blown in from a Portuguese bakery on Minetta Lane, and a pellicle of curled felt belonging to the haberdashery around the corner. Here is a speck of evidence from a shy graft inspector. Maybe he lived in the borough of Queens. Maybe a respiratory influenza killed him off in 1897. So many maybes, and yet he is still here. And of course...